gosh, you've already produced a PowerPoint presentation.
I think it's already on, actually. What did I make this thing work?
Maybe the input.
Sorry. Okay, you have to. Have you done that?
I've plugged it in the back, but.
Yeah, you have to do function.
Yep, it's got it.
Okay, right. And it'll.
It's doing something. Yes,
yeah,
there we go.
Okay. Right. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager.
Great.
Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
Okay. I'm Greg and I'm user interface.
Great. Okay. So we're designing a new remote control and I have to record who's here actually. So it's David, Andrew and Craig, isn't it? And you all arrived on time. So to design a new remote control, as you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief, as it were. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement, but
mm-hmm.
What the project is that? Designing your remote control, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. Is that what everybody got?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point we get to try out the whiteboard over there. You get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go
first?
I
will go.
Very good.
All right. So. This one here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very nice. All right. My favourite animal is like. A beagle. favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. So this is Blue Beagle, my family's Beagle.
Right. Lovely.
My favorite animal would be a monkey. The small, cute and furry, and when Planet of the Apes becomes real, I'm going to be up there with them.
Cool.
Just too much gear.
You can take as long over this as you like, because we haven't got an awful lot to discuss. Well, we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I could have told you a whole lot more about beagles.
Okay, so well, I'd have to get you up again. I don't know what mine is. I'm going to have to think on the spot now.
impressionist.
Can't draw.
Is that a whale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my, I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think of the top of my head. Yes, big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and go, eat everything in sight. They're quite harmless and mild and interesting.
Okay. I still don't know what I'm going to write about.
Superb sketch, by the way.
Tail's a bit bigger, I think.
I was going to choose a dog as well, but I'll just draw a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
My favourite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually. Oh, well.
I see a dog in there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what do I like about him? That's supposed to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he can doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail. Well, this is quite amusing.
Is he aware that it's his own tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he'll just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail. It's around the living room.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah.
Probably so when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it and
yeah,
has
maybe.
Forever been conditioned.
Maybe. Right, where did you find this? Just down here?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we doing next? Okay, we now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25 and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, all right. Yeah. Okay. So cost, like production cost, is
altogether
$12.50. But selling price is that wholesale or retail, like on the shelf?
I don't know. I imagine that's a good
our
question.
Our sale.
Anyway. I imagine it probably is our sale
okay.
actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it for whatever price they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will.
Mm-hmm. Well, right away I'm wondering if there is, like with DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff. Yeah.
Frequencies or something.
Yeah. Okay.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and symbols.
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that would be? I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is.
Yeah. It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, on the topic of price, I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it'll be different. So.
What, just like
just
in
a
terms
just
of like
characteristic
the wealth
of
the country, like how much money people have to spend on things,
or just like
that?
Basic product positioning. the 25 euro remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece. Who knows?
Marketing.
Yeah.
Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Right away, I'm making some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic, something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, is selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like the premium product?
Like how much does, you know, a remote control cost?
Uh-huh.
Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, is it as much as that? £16, £17, £18
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
how
good a remote control that would get you.
Yeah.
but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
and gimmicky. Right. Okay. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do we have any other background information on like how that compares to other?
No, actually, that
other
would be useful though, wouldn't it? If you knew like
yeah.
what your money would get you
mm.
now. Mm.
The interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. Mm. It just
5 minutes
around.
To end of meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, sort of like how do you, I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
My parents went and bought remote controls because they got fed up with having 4 or 5 different remote controls for each
right.
device.
Right.
So
okay.
It was just how many devices does it control.
Right, so in function, one of the priorities might be
yeah.
to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of our remote control? Do you know,
I think so.
Do your,
yeah.
your satellite and
yeah.
your regular telly and
yeah.
your VCR and everything?
Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're gone from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players,
mm-hmm.
telephones, everything, agenda. So like I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control
yeah.
market, such as the lighting in your house, or
or even like, you know, notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in there, oh, I want
yeah.
to watch such and such
yeah.
and look at. Oh, that's a good idea.
And
so extra functionalities.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they all work actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that in their you know, the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's
mm-hmm.
got its own little part.
Okay. We're going to have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
finding them is a major pain, you know.
Mm.
I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right? It's slipped behind the couch, or it's under the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you can,
really
if you like, whistle or make a really high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think?
I'm sure.
Okay, maybe.
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable. Actually, had a cable between it and the TV, and big, like, buttons that sort of like on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And, you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe so like a touch screen or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
cause
I guess
it could be, it could be that it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days, things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know, nicer materials, and
might be
worth exploring. Anyway.
Right. Well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting is going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what, you know, what requirements it has to fulfill, and you'll all get instructions emailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would. So
before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here,
mm-hmm.
We were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
there's a cap there, so...
Okay.
Depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Okay.
I think, you know, that's the main factor.
Okay.
Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. thank you all for coming.
Cool.
God, I hope that was what they wanted us to do, wasn't it? Right.
Great.
How do you turn this thing off? Was it function and... Oh, there we go.
So
I think if you can just leave it on maybe and then...
Fry the bulb.
Oh God, this has turned itself off.
Try pushing the function and F8.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's just toggling the screen.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Right.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
I know, isn't it? I don't know, like, do you guys go back to your, where you're working and stuff?
Lots of unplugging. It's a good thing we don't each have a catheter. It's kind of what it feels like.
Okay. Better not unplug myself.
Too many wires.
Mm. I have to do a design project next semester. This is quite good training.
Ah, it's a bad thing we do. What courses are you taking?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, SDP.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Computer design, operating systems, ADS.
Oh, next semester.
Oh, next semester.
Yeah.
Computer security, and computer architecture, and something else. I don't know.
Database.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry.
Database.
No,
computer.
No, not doing that.
There
you
go.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it was supposed to go. So.
Well, as long as you are, it's just an answer.
I wasn't expecting the 5 minutes.